T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Scott Rabelais, sports columnist for the New Orleans Advocate, at Rabelais ADV on Twitter. Scott, how is media days, man? Wrapping up?
One more day. We actually came up here Friday night because we wanted to get away because the storm got bad.
Y'all got some weather over there, I would imagine, though, huh?
Yeah, there was some. I'm glad we left a little early, but unfortunately, wasn't as bad as everybody said. But I think we did this on Wednesday night last year. I was sitting outside Mercedes-Benz Stadium where they had this media event. Now I'm sitting outside Dave and Buster's. We're doing the same thing. So that's cool.
Now
we're making some time for you guys.
Now,
Scott, when you think about SEC Media Days as a whole, what's the biggest takeaway, whether it's from the commissioner or the officials, one of the coaches, something the coaches have said or player has said?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing, like with the whole looking back at last season and going to this season, involves the rules changes that stemmed at least partly from games that involved LSU, and then you kind of think in as a whole. With the NFC Championship game, the Devin White targeting call against Mississippi State, which put him out of the first half of the Alabama game, that rule has changed. Targeting now is to meet a higher standard. Yeah, the 7 overtime LSU game with Texas A&M, and now they changed overtime where you had to go for 2, starting with the 5th overtime. And then, of course, the NFL adopted the coaches can challenge the pass interference rule after the NFC Championship game. So it's kind of amazing all these things that are ties to these games, but I think it's one of the biggest things in the SEC. I think out of this whole thing, you see they're really trying to be more accessible and be more transparent about their officiating decisions. They've had a couple of sessions with Steve Shaw, the coordinator of officials, here this week. I think he's going to be more accessible during the season to questions because I think they're getting a little tired of the criticism and people criticizing them, probably rightly so, for not talking about these things, just saying the call on the field, and we're going from there.
Scott Rabelais, Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, up to the SEC Media Days. Are you on board with what a lot of people are saying about LSU being the biggest threat to Alabama in the SEC West?
I guess if you have to name someone as the biggest threat to Alabama, I guess that would be true. But LSU's got to go to Tuscaloosa for the game in November. Alabama will be. The vote won't come out till Friday, but Alabama will be the preseason favorite to win the SEC. They're going to be preseason number one or number two. LSU will be in the top 10 as well. I guess if anybody is close to LSU, I mean, some people might say Texas A&M. They're kind of a trendy pick, but they have such a difficult schedule. I mean, they play Alabama, right. They go to Clemson, they go to Georgia, they go to Baton Rouge. So, yeah, I would think so. And you give LSU a puncher's chance, certainly on talent, but, I kind of know. No offense to LSU. I kind of need to see them score some points against Alabama again before I say they can really challenge them.
Now, Scott, looking at we all love this. You got, Auburn, Alabama. You got Georgia, Georgia Tech, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and then LSU within the state. We don't have that rivalry. What about potentially? Now, the only one game. It was an unbelievable game in overtime. Texas A&M and LSU. I mean, you want it to be a rivalry because it could be real intriguing because LSU, how they recruit in the Houston area. And I thought it was interesting. I was reading your article when you look at it. It's a little fuel in the fire, so to speak, like you said. When Kelly Mond said that the quarterback for the Aggies, as you could see, a lot of the LSU players were cramping. And obviously we were standing tall on both sides of the ball when that ridiculous 74-72 game. So is that enough to make it a rivalry just because A&M finally beat LSU joining the SEC? Because as much as LSU has been dominated by Alabama as of late, that's what the Tigers were doing to the Aggies until last season.
Yeah, that's very true. I think you got to have at least a win on both sides to make it more of a rivalry. But But yeah, you have that game. You have Jimbo Fisher coming to Texas A&M, a guy that LSU, I still believe, wanted to hire and could have hired in 2015 had they let Les Miles go at the end of that season. But the next year, it wasn't in the cards. And then, of course, the guy who hired him, Scott Woodward, leaves Texas A&M to come to LSU as the athletic director. Then you have something like that game and Kellen Mond, what he's saying. Yeah, it's great. In a way, I mean, obviously, if you're an LSU fan, you don't think it's great that they ever lose. But, LSU does not – I've said this for many years. LSU, unfortunately, does not have a true rival for whom playing LSU is not bigger than playing someone else. Ole Miss is a big rival, but they have the Egg Bowl in Miss State, and we've seen how intense that has been the last few years. Of course, Alabama is a big rival, but they have – and Auburn's a big rival, but they have each other in the Iron Bowl. And Florida's a big rival, but they have Florida State every year. So I think this is good for LSU and Texas A&M. Obviously, Texas A&M had a great rival in Texas. They right. wanted to get away from them and get out of the Big 12. And so, yeah, I think it's great. I think it's going to be a pretty intense game. Number 30th, and if LSU can go into that game with just one loss, it could have, playoff implications for the Tigers.
Now, speaking of rivalries, and you can cross the borders. You look at LSU, Alabama, how we witnessed that, and also playing them every year, LSU, Florida. But I look at Florida and Georgia, and I like how you broke that down. I'm looking at the Florida Gators and Georgia Bulldogs, obviously Florida, Florida State, Georgia, Georgia Tech. But when you look at a conference game and going way back, I thought it was intriguing how you broke it down. Florida and Georgia have played in Jacksonville, Florida every year, but two since 1933, and I love history. The schools played home and home in 1994-95 as the stadium in Jacksonville was being rebuilt for the NFL Jacksonville Jaguars. But now they're thinking about maybe turning the series into home and home again. And Dan Mullen, the head coach for the Gators, and Kirby Smart for the Bulldogs, Georgia Bulldogs, they were kind of non-committal. But I don't know, the world's largest cocktail party. I just thought that was always intriguing. A nice road trip for both teams to go to Jacksonville. But is it the money that's involved maybe wanting to go home and home? How you break that down going into the future?
I think Georgia, because the game is in Florida and it's very close to Gainesville to Jacksonville
right.
is like an hour and a half. It's like Baton Rouge to New Orleans, basically. So, it'd be kind of like if LSU played a neutral site game in New Orleans against Texas A&M. And it'd be like, well, hey, now, maybe we should play in College Station in Baton Rouge instead. And so I think there's a little bit of that. It's a farther trip for Georgia. All schools are feeling the pinch of the slightly somewhat dwindling attendance. I mean, not as much probably in the SEC as some schools, but that's why you see more of these home and home series with non-conference teams. LSU's going to Texas this year. Texas comes to Tiger Stadium next year and so on. I hope it doesn't change. I mean, I think it would be a shame. I think it's one of those cool events that you see. It's in Jacksonville, and you know the history of it.
Right.
And the stadium has changed a little bit, but it's the same site, and they played there forever. I didn't realize they played there that long until I looked it up. And, but both coaches were non-committal, but it was funny. Will Muschamp today, the South Carolina coach who used to coach at Florida and played there and is from Georgia, he said he was very much against it for what his opinion's worth. He said a lot more than the other two coaches said. He said they definitely should keep playing in Jacksonville. I hope they do. It's just something that's kind of getting some talk. It's kind of like divisional realignment in the SEC.
Right.
It's probably not something we'll ever see, but they are considering a little more than ever, probably, yeah.
Now, also, Scott, you commented on, because we all love history again, the celebration of college football, the 150th anniversary, and you look at SEC greats, you got Archie Manning, Steve Spurrier, and also Herschel Walker. I thought it was interesting, and is this 100% true? When I was reading that you wrote that all of a sudden Herschel Walker's talking about flipping a coin to choose between football and joining the Marines, and I got a fellow Marine here in Christian Garrick, and I'm like, thinking, what if Herschel, if all of a sudden, he'd been an outstanding Marine, I know he'd have been that, but look what he meant to Georgia football history as far as winning a championship. And then even beyond that is that he also flipped the coin between going maybe to the Bulldogs or the Clemson Tigers and then the USC Trojans. Was that 100% accurate or was that just Herschel talking or what? Because that, to me, to flip a coin and make that kind of decision, monumental decision, speaks volumes.
Yeah, a little context. The SEC has commissioned this long documentary series called Saturdays in the South. It's going to premiere, I think, Tuesday, September 3rd. It's going to be 12 hours, 8 episodes. And so yesterday they had a press conference with Archie Manning, Herschel Walker, and Steve Spurrier here at Media Days. And then they had kind of a premiere event where we saw some parts of the episodes that with those three guys in it, in them for about an hour's worth at this theater in downtown Birmingham. And they were there and talked about it some more. And Herschel talked about the coin flip story again some more. So, yeah, it's apparently definitely a very real thing. Can you imagine? I mean, talk about somebody who means everything to Georgia football. I mean, that's their
right.
only – wire service national title he helped them win in 1980, and he won the Heisman, and you know, it's you know, it could have been like, hey, he said, I like USC, so I flipped the coin and Georgia came up again, you know. So but yeah, he could have been he was kind of bummed. I think part of him really wanted to go into the military, but I think his mom was too thrilled. So and he also said that she called him Bo, said, Bo, you need to make a decision. Said, Bo, that was my nickname. Bo Jackson always wanted to be like me. That was my nickname.
Scott Rabelais, Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Thanks so much for the time, man. Love getting you on the show. Thanks.
Hey, guys. Enjoyed being with you. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Scott Rabelais.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.